Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And we're going to talk about Star Wars, Rise of the Skywalker. The Rise of the Skywalker. Which
It doesn't even matter if you get the title right. No one gives a fuck. Go ahead, Barry.
But it is directed by
J.J. Abrams.
And the writers are Chris Terrio and J.J. Idiot. And it stars Daisy Ridley, Adam Driver, Carrie Fisher, kind of, Mark Hamill, kind of. And the synopsis is, the surviving resistance faces the First Order once more in the final chapter of the Skywalker saga. You greet it with Kylo Ren doing some lightsaber stuff.
Which was horrible.
And then he finds something called the Waypoint, and then...
Hold on, Wayfinder.
Wayfinder, Waypoint, doesn't matter.
No, you're right. You're right.
The MacGuffin item, all right? That they spent enough time talking about the MacGuffin. And then realized MacGuffin didn't mean anything. But anyway, he starts talking to Palpatine, who was the big bad from the original trilogy, that this was supposed to be this remarkable moment in Star Wars history. But he casually explains Snoke, Kylo Ren's visions. I guess he was also responsible for Luke Skywalker wanting to kill Ben Solo. I don't know. And then he looked like he got a happy ending. Did anybody see that? Mm. He just laid back in the chair like, oh... And then you get this random chase scene with Chewie, Poe, and Finn, and you're greeted to J.J. Abrams' wonderful writing style. And then you have Rey in the woods, apparently being trained by Leia. And then she has a moment on Space Tinder. She and Kylo Ren have this forced date again, similar to like the scene in the last movie. Then you have a meeting of the Resistance, and they explain the existence of Palpatine, and they have to go to Exegol, which is something that Luke searched for. That kind of sets off on this whole path about trying to bring down the Final Order. I thought they were the First Order, but now the Final Order.
Final Order because Palpatine took over and he had this fleet that he pulled out of his ass that no one knew.
Okay, James. It's okay. It's all right. So, we're going to start with he's a bad guy like Razor Ramon. He throws the toothpick in your face. Yeah, homie is on.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Say hello to the bad guy, man. General Miguel. Let me just preference something. That Miguel was not going to watch this movie. He had stated that he was not going to watch this movie.
Was not going to do it.
But the will of the Beast Gang. The will of the Beast Gang. That's all I kept saying. I kept texting it all day. It was like the will of the Beast Gang compelled Mike. So he forced Mike to see this movie. How do you feel about J.J. Abrams? Star Wars. Rise of the Skywalker.
Man, I don't really have much to say about this. I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck I just watched. Ain't none of this makes sense. I don't even know what to say. Don't know what to say.
Okay, so let's just go on to James. Jay.
You know what pissed me off? I knew this movie was going to be bad just from the opening crawl. Keith was there with me. When we saw the crawl, we both looked at each other and just was like, what the fuck? They basically gave away everything in the opening crawl. We knew that Palpatine was going to show up, right? But there was no dramatic entrance, nothing like that. It was just like, you just told us that Palpatine was going to be there. We knew. Come on, leave something to the imagination and shit. Put his name in the opening fucking crawl of the goddamn movie, man. So at this point, I was already done. And then everything from that point on was just a downward spiral of bullshit. Like, there was nothing redeemable about this movie. I would say that visually, it looked pretty good, but this movie is so bad, I won't even get credit for the visuals. It's not even worth it. It's not. Explain this to me. Luke died in The Last Jedi.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, we do.
So she's being trained now by someone who had probably the same amount of training that she's had, or maybe a little bit more, but they didn't finish their training, right? I don't understand how that works out. And then all of a sudden she gets new powers. No one showed her how to do, but she just knows how to do it all of a sudden. This goes back to her being fucking Mary Sue, man. And it's pissing me off because it's just destroying the movie over and over again. The dialogue was just terrible. It was just unneeded, unwanted banter.
You have to understand that J.J. Abrams' writing style is very combative, in your face. That people have
that was unnecessary, though.
People have to go back and forth.
That didn't show camaraderie.
People have to go back and forth because he's a genius, James. You don't understand. He is a genius.
Shit, if he's a genius, I'm a fucking god.
He is a wizard with a pen, James.
This just goes back to, like, what Keith and I said before about Star Wars, man. Star Wars is all about storytelling. You have to be able to tell a great story. This motherfucker don't know how to tell shit, okay?
There was no story.
Exactly. And the pacing was horrible.
Fucking zero.
The story. The
pacing was horrible.
The story is, where is all this going? What does all this mean? This is nonsense. Keith.
You guys know me, and you know that I rate movies by how I find them. Like, I'm the most forgiving. I will find the good in just about everything.
Oh, you love Suicide Squad, you know.
I didn't say I liked Suicide Squad. I didn't say that. I said I liked Jared Leto's performance. Either way.
Go ahead.
But I digress. Always something in the, with these films for me to enjoy. This was some straight bullshit. I mean, it was trash. I was drinking alcohol to try to just enhance my enjoyment of what I was looking at. It wasn't working. The opening crawl, as James says, gives up this whole thing with Palpatine. A voice from the past. Palpatine has now returned. That was straight bullshit.
If you can't show that on screen, the movie's like maybe 2 hours and 15 minutes. Couldn't you just take another 10 minutes to explain all that?
Number one, why the fuck did we even get Palpatine in the trailer? That's some shit that you literally say for when the fucking movie comes out. And then when he shows up, you don't just pop him the fuck up on screen at the beginning of the fucking movie.
That's what I'm saying.
My other thoughts on this thing is we're told what's going on. Okay, big whoop. And then we're treated to the first 20 minutes of the movie is this chase. The pacing of the film doesn't settle into something reasonable until they get to the, until they actually get to that. I mean, they go from one planet to another. They do this new ability called light speed skipping. What the? Like apparently they hop back and forth. They don't calculate anything with light speed. Because I remember the very first movie, episode 4, Han Solo flipping out on Luke Skywalker and stuff and letting them know, like, you got to calculate that shit very carefully or you'll fucking die. X-Wing pilots needed the droids. The whole purpose for the astromech droids was so that they can calculate the jumps of light speed for the pilots. Poe Dameron was doing that shit off the cuff because he saw Rey do it once. And then moving forward to that, when Rey is not on screen, someone is talking about how amazing Rey is. Notice that?
Yeah,
well, they were doing the light speed.
Well, you have to understand
the whole light speed
thing. You have to understand, Keith. People have to build up her character. People have to express the admiration for her.
They really don't. She's a horrible character. She isn't that developed. I don't.
Well,
I have
make up for the fact that a character one is just overpowered for no apparent reason, not well fleshed out. You have to have other people provide exposition. That is what's happening. Go ahead.
And that was the term I was looking for, the exposition. That is an excellent way of putting this. They are simply just talk about it repeatedly. Every good thing that they do or have done has been because of Rey. The one hand, you can chalk this up to just being people mad because she's a girl. It's not why.
Oh, no, you know people are going to go that route. No, it has nothing to do with it. She's just an underdeveloped Mary Sue-ass character, man. I mean, shit. Like, no weaknesses, no nothing.
She has new abilities.
That no one come ever out has.
Biggest problem with this film, right from the break, you know it's confirmed that they had absolutely no idea where this saga was going to.
They keep blaming Ryan Johnson for everything that's going on. Hey, no, Ryan Johnson, we're pissed off. Go ahead, Mike.
It's not that. This was JJ trying to, quote unquote, put a bow on the Star Wars side. It's almost like they try to do Endgame, complete fucking opposite. Put something nostalgic to everything from the fucking films and let's wrap this shit up. No explanation, no nothing. Let's just get to the fucking end so we can move on. To me, you should literally make a new fucking movie and say all this was a bad fucking dream. Make up some bullshit because you already done it anyway. Just say the whole thing was fucking bullshit. The whole three. And then start all over because what? I can't spoil nothing, so I can't say half the shit I want. So I want to
all right, say. So let me just get into some of my thoughts. First of all, every character in this whole entire series throughout this three-movie trilogy are all underdeveloped.
Exactly.
As much as I like Oscar Isaac, he is the definitive actor of our generation. What was his purpose in this movie?
He had no purpose.
Then Finn, what was his purpose?
He had a purpose in the beginning. Somewhat. Now, he's just decoration, man. Just to suck off fucking Rey.
And then, even the droids. What were their purposes in this movie? And then, why is Rey so powerful? And again, and again, I just need to say this. I don't necessarily have an axe to grind with Star. I'm a Star Trek fan. Quote lines from the original series, quote lines from Next Generation, quote lines from Deep Space Nine, lines from Voyager, quote lines from Enterprise, quote lines from all the movies, Discovery, Star Trek Picard is coming out. Hallelujah. But,
hallelujah.
What in the world happened to proper storytelling?
Oh, that doesn't exist anymore.
Not with
But what happened to proper storytelling? So man, keep mentioning about this one single person named J.J. Abrams single-handedly destroyed Star Trek. He took the greatest villain in Star Trek history and reduced him to nothing. And in this movie, you have the greatest villain, technically one of two greatest villains in Star Wars history, reduced to nothing. There was no purpose, no point, no explanation, no reasoning for Palpatine to be in this movie.
Ah, everything's about getting people in the theater and making money. That's it. That's this whole, what all three of these films have been about.
This was a cheap trick. This was a tactic, as Mike said, to get your dollars. It's like, oh, Palpatine's in the movie? Sign me up for that.
Like, the second they put that in the trailer, everybody I talked to was like, oh shit, Palpatine. I'm like, what the, come on, man. You know they did everything we said they were going to do. Dark Ray was a vision. We fucking knew it.
You have to understand, J.J. Abrams did all that in his two Star Trek movies. The exact same thing. The misdirection.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this character is supposed to be this character. And like, oh, yeah, it's supposed to be. No. And then, because one character, the sole purpose for this movie is Rey, and they retcon her backstory. They retcon her backstory so much, particularly for this iteration of Star Wars, like these five or six movies, there's too much of that. Continuing on, lightsaber battles are not shot well.
They're shot horribly.
All of the action scenes are terrible. Did you notice that that camera didn't stay still for a second? He had that camera on dolly cam shots where just the camera is consistently moving.
For like no apparent reason. But then, again, I keep saying this week after week, after week after week, about J.J. Abrams and his writing. It is very annoying because he thinks his writing is quirky. All the banter, all the back and forth, all the ping-ponging in the dialogue, it is not funny. Then the movie's too fan servicey. Then they try to do everything they can to undo the last movie, the previous Star Wars movie.
I kind of agree with trying to undo it, but some things you kind of got to keep.
If he really wanted Luke Skywalker to train Rey, there were ways around that. Emperor survived the freaking Death Star blowing up.
Yeah. The dude got picked up by his protege. Body slam, thrown in the air, thrown down the shaft. Then the Death Star blew up. Then it crashed, and then everything was okay. This level of emotional connection to parents that because Luke tried to redeem his father, Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker, all of a sudden saw the hurt that he had caused entire like universe galaxy, that they had to do it all over again with Kylo Ren.
Who didn't see that coming?
Well, here's the thing, right, that I have a problem with. They spent so much time giving us the superficial thing about Star Wars. They didn't look at what was really going on. Like, you can tell Abrams Washington probably sat down with a bunch of other of his cronies, and they just all kind of took notes and just running out a mile a minute going, that's cool, let's put that in there. This is really cool. This is really interesting. Let's do this. We don't need that. And he didn't appreciate that. Because for one, he would have known that the whole thing that he put in there with the way the Sith were, because he basically retconned the Sith. He changed all of Palpatine's machinations, his reasons for doing what he was doing throughout the movies, and he may well have been lying and pretty much lying to himself, but especially with the prequels, you're treated to the fact that the Sith were the same side of the coin as the Jedi, but at the same time, they were deluded. And what was even worse about it, they were self-deluding. Palpatine thought, honestly, that he was doing what was right. The universe needed order. Republic was jacked up. And they showed it. They showed it was being ineffectual. It was weak. It was corrupt. And he came right in and took
the
thing over.
Well, I mean, the Jedi were technically backstabbing Anakin in the dark about what was going on. The whole turn was that Anakin figured out what they were doing and said that was wrong. And then Mace Windu wanted to kill Palpatine, just straight up murder him.
Oh, no, it gets worse. Yoda just straight up wanted to murder him.
Yoda was just like,
beloved Yoda put a hit out on one of his own. He literally told Obi-Wan to go, you need to take him out. It's like, done. It was, you can't handle this. I got this one. You need to get the other one. Like, wait, whoa. He's my brother. Take him out. And that was the end. Bright and shining Jedi Order, who the bastion of peace, love, and all that other good stuff, they straight up ordering hits. Taking over the Senate. I mean, at the end of Revenge of the Sith, you saw just how bad everything was. How Palpatine just came in and took it over.
Now, Palpatine basically manipulated everything. That's what makes the prequels so good. People don't realize that. You and I have said before, the prequels are slow burn. Kind of genius how he manipulated everything in his favor, and no one really had a clue. That was great storytelling. Where the fuck is that shit now?
Instead, now it gets boiled down to, okay, they're the bad guys, and we've got to show the Jedi is coming back. And for whatever reason, they kind of think that the Jedi are wrapped up in the Skywalker saga for some reason, and it's all about them and bloodlines and all this other shit. And it's got nothing to do with bloodlines and all this shit. Force can be in anything, which is one of the cool things that Rian Johnson put out there. Any person can step up and be that hero.
The Rise of the Skywalker, which doesn't even make sense.
Keep in mind that George Lucas didn't even bother to go to the premiere.
Nope, sure enough didn't.
But he did show up when they were doing production on The Mandalorian.
Oh, that's fucked up. Jon Favreau got the nod and everybody else got the finger.
Favreau got the nod, deservedly so. Because Mandalorian fucking cussed this bullshit.
All right, so Big Mike.
Yeah.
What score would you give J.J. Abrams? The last in the Skywalker saga.
I'm actually inclined to give this movie a zero. And I'll tell you what really pissed me off at the end. Somebody else may not feel this way, but I saw somebody post this on Twitter and I was like, I don't understand what the fuck they're talking about. Until I saw it. And then I was like, motherfucker got a point. If Rey's going to say who she is at the end and two people are going to suddenly show up, where was the third one who should have been there with the other two? This is me not trying to spoil it. There's one who damn sure should have showed up.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck happened to him?
What the fuck? Really? Yeah,
that's fucked up.
Really? 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 You couldn't get that right? And don't tell me the motherfucker wouldn't have shot it because his voice was in there. So, really?
Right.
Come on. Yeah, come the fuck on. Yeah. How do you not have him? The one fucking person that you definitely have to have. Because the other two don't even fucking make a difference without him.
Exactly.
Him. Alpha Omega. How do you not fucking have him?
Because he doesn't know how to tell his fucking story.
I wonder if he caught wind of the fan reactions to some of that stuff, or the supposed fan reactions.
Well, he don't care. He's making money.
Well, they've been doing a whole bunch of damage control for this movie.
They didn't even test the movie, so that's even worse.
For the past 2.5 months, they've been doing so much damage control.
Now, I read the spoilers thinking like, okay, I'm going to watch it and it ain't going to be that bad.
It was accurate as fuck.
Yeah, it was. What?
I
was hoping that somebody leaked that it was complete bullshit and it was going to be something totally different. I was like, yeah, surprise me, please. Especially the one person that showed up all of a sudden. And I was like, what? This fucking, really?
All right, so are you settling on a zero, Mike?
Yeah, because it's literally Disney saying, we don't give a single fuck. Just give us your money. Like, it was literally...
This whole iteration of Star Wars is that.
Except for Mandalorian. Something from every Star Wars movie for people to get nostalgic about and collect a check. I like Ewoks, but literally...
But there's no point for them.
At this point, you're literally telling me we don't give a single fuck
about
none of
y'all. Just
pay us your money.
It is almost Christmas time, and Disney would like to sell a whole bunch of toys.
But
in that part of it, JJ had a merchandising contract on that.
Because it's a similar deal that they did with Viacom for Star Trek.
Motherfucking Yoda couldn't be Palpatine. Yoda fucking trained Jedi for 800 years.
I have an explanation for it.
Like, now I'm starting to get pissed.
Don't say it, Barry.
It is a midichlorian.
Do not. Oh, my fucking God, yo.
You've been saying midichlorians all day.
His midichlorian count. Jay. It's super high, dude.
Was I tripping? Jay. Scores a zero.
Yes. So Mike is settling on a zero.
Yes.
This movie has zero to no value.
If it comes on Disney Plus, I will see if I can give it a one. But right now, no. Mm-mm.
And again, I forced Mike to see this movie.
I said that. I hadn't bought a ticket. I had no plans. I was chilling.
Like, do or do not. There's no try, Mike.
I literally read the spoilers. I was like,
asshole, yo. I'm not even mad at that. I'm not even mad at that, Joe. Jesus. Oh, fuck.
Oh, okay. All right. Like, he killed younglings. But anyway.
Oh, God. Why?
All right. So, Jay, what score? What score would you give Rise of the Skywalker?
You know what? Keith and I were talking after the movie, right? I come to the conclusion, like, when we did our predictions on this, I said that most likely I would probably give it a zero.
You were pretty
adamant. Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was very adamant about that. And I come to a conclusion, a zero would be too good for this movie. Giving a rating of a zero means that I care enough to actually give it a rating. This movie is so bad, it does not deserve a rating. It doesn't even deserve to have this podcast. So I will not give it a rating. Score is not low enough. I don't even want to give it a negative because negative is still a rating. It's a negative rating, but still, it's still a rating. I will not give this shit a rating. This is the worst Star Wars movie I've ever seen in my life. I will watch the fucking Christmas special over compared to this shit. I will watch Phantom Menace proudly over this. Will not get a score from me because it doesn't deserve a score. It does not deserve a fucking score. You know? It does not deserve a score.
I think that is the first time they just killed Star Wars.
Star Wars is already dead. It was on life support. This shit is fucking
dead, buried, rotting. It is not dead.
No tombstone, it is not dead. Unnamed grave, all this shit.
James is not dead because Baby Yoda is more important.
Okay, you know what? Let me rephrase that. The movies are dead. If it wasn't for The Mandalorian and the video games, fuck.
I do think they need to chill on the movies. All right. Punched the wall after he left the movie theater.
He did. He punched the shit. He was pissed.
All right. So, Keith, what score would you give Rise of the Skywalker?
I try to find the good in all movies. I paid for James' ticket. I bought James' ticket for this movie. I'm not happy that I did that. I expected some decent action. I did not get it. I got some bullshit. The visuals were spectacular. Soundtrack and everything was great. And the visuals were spectacular, but his action scenes were shit. The way he just shitted on the lore, the overall story being complete trash, I'm going to go ahead and give this movie a straight up 0.5. Special effects will only get a 0.5 from me after it was kind of detracted. I will not be watching this movie again. There's no reason for me to watch it ever again. Severely disappointed. Kathleen Kennedy and J.J. Abrams need to go away. I don't ever want to watch another movie by either one of them again.
Let me, again, preface my comments that I don't have an axe to grind with Star Wars. You know how, like, sometimes when you were in college and you had to write a paper and you didn't feel like writing the paper and you just wrote whatever you felt?
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
That's how I kind of feel about this particular movie, that let's have all these underdeveloped storylines, introduce more underdeveloped storylines, introduce more loopholes into the Star Wars universe.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the last movie. It's like
unexplained abilities that break the entire universe.
I like Oscar Isaac. Oscar Isaac is a great, wonderful actor. What was his purpose in the movie? I don't understand.
John Boyega, he's a good actor too.
All these droids, what were the purpose in the movie? Kylo Ren, what was his purpose? Leia, what was her purpose in this movie?
Her purpose was to train Rey because somebody killed off Luke Skywalker in the preview in their movie.
Well, you have to understand that it wasn't just Rian Johnson dropping a final cut of Star Wars off of Disney's front gate and saying, peace, everybody. It was Disney that said, hey, that's all right. We believe in that. Thumbs up. And I will say that Rian Johnson took risk because this movie takes no risk. This movie doesn't do anything other than
it's very safe.
Try to be fan servicey as much as it can. Try to name drop. Try to like play some audio clips of somebody or flashbacks of something that you might have saw before. It tries to do all that just to justify the Mary Sue-ness of one particular character, J.J. Abrams had no idea. J.J. Abrams cannot write, cannot develop characters. J.J. Abrams is not that person. He destroyed Star Trek. I keep saying that. He destroyed Star Trek. If I had to give this a score, I'm going to put this in the context of all the Star Wars movies. This has to be down there, at least for me, with The Phantom Menace. And that second movie.
Attack of the Clones?
Yeah.
Wait, so you rank this at the same level as Attack of the Clones?
No, I'm saying it's somewhere in between it's that.
Bottom three.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. I watched this, and this actually made me appreciate Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones more. And I don't like neither one of them.
That second movie, there were some parts.
Definitely.
The concise damn story. There was a MacGuffin on top of MacGuffins in this film.
They had the whole MacGuffin that they just explained away. It was like, oh, don't worry about that. Like, what? We just spent almost an hour and a half of the movie talking about wayfinders and waypoints, whatever the heck it's called, in order to say, oh, that doesn't matter. If I had to give a score, Phantom Menace, 2.5.
You didn't like the pod racing scenes?
Hell no!
Yeah. Do you want to get slapped, Joe? Do you want to get slapped?
You didn't like the pod racing. Keith, it wasn't exciting. You didn't like that shit.
Yeah. No!
Keith.
That shit was cool. All right. I like
so my score is going to be a 1.5.
You surprised the shit out of me.
No, give it 1.5. What the heck?
That's some sad shit.
Not like the pod
race. No, man.
I do like them now. I have a newfound appreciation.
I sure enough do.
I have a newfound appreciation for those pod
races. I actually kind of want to watch episode 1 and 2 now.
Yeah, I should give it a shot. I watched the whole thing, everything up till...
I watched them several times, but I mean, I'm just like, normally I tell people who don't watch the first two, just watch episode 3. But I genuinely want to watch 1 and 2 now, because after this shit, I need rehabilitation.
I don't have an axe to grind. Again, I am a Star Trek fan. But the dude destroyed Star Trek. You cannot deny that. His little freaking lens flares.
Yeah.
You see those... The trailer, it's like lens flare. Like, why are you doing? Oh, because it looks cool in the essence of
and
space.
It does the same shots over and over again. He calls it his style, but it's not. It's bullshit. It's the same panning, tracking shots that shows high kinetic movement and stuff. You know,
yes.
Everybody's got something to do.
Yes.
And he just overdid it to death in this movie.
Everything in Star Trek, when they're on the bridge, here's a pan, here's a tracking shot, pan, tilt. Look at that movie. And did I not describe where we shot on the bridge?
Mm-hmm. You couldn't even see the action in this one, because when they got off the Millennium Falcon onto that damn Death Star Destroyer, and you didn't see the dude get shot. They were just running. Ran to the quarter, shooting, running the gym, shooting, taking them out.
That 1.5 is because Billy Dee Williams looks pretty okay.
Dude, that's makeup.
He looked okay. Good job, Billy Dee.
That dude was like picking up some little 20-year-old. He was like, where are your parents at?
Well, let's find out.
He's like, I used to be a stormtrooper. Oh, daddy issues. Zing.
My boy.
They just did a close-up shot of her going, I found you. Yes, you did. Had some fresh Coke 45 and whole life.
Hey, where are you from?
Yeah, hold my
let's
cake.
Find out then.
Again, you got a Star Wars podcast, and we are going to come back with a spoiler cast. I still have a whole list of stuff that I have not gotten to. I took notes. I was sitting there writing.
You're talking about you took notes. No.
Why is this person like, why is this character written that way? Why is this retconning? Just because J.J. Abrams does not know how to write. We're going to have some other voices on the podcast that might have a different spin on what this movie is. And that is fine, because we're all friends, we all care about each other, and we disagree, and that's what makes us different, and what makes us special. Unlike Ray, because she's an underdeveloped character.
We gotta find somebody who actually liked the movie.
Packy might have liked this movie. Is that...
Nah, he wouldn't have liked it if someone knew the fucking lore, because they pretty much pissed on the whole on all the lore.
As deep as he is into it, I have a feeling he's probably gonna be like half and half.
That's what I'm saying. He might be...
Because he told me today when I talked to him, he was just like, he said, I'm not hyped. I'm not.
Did not describe
like
that.
You are. He was like, I'm medium. But he said, as long as they don't destroy the Millennium Falcon or kill Chewie, he was like, I really don't give a shit what they do. He's a big Han Solo fan. He's a Vader fan, loves the Emperor, all Sith. But out of all the good shit, he fucking loves Han Solo.
Well, I described that during the rant cast for Star Wars. I was like, some people just don't want to see the movie at all. Some people were just like, huh. And then you have the fan base that was apparently in James's screening, screaming to the top of their lungs and clapping.
Yep, that's what the whole movie is.
That was only like two people. They quickly shut the fuck up. Yeah. Didn't they not, James? Woohoo! And they just like stopped. But no one's clapping. No one liked it. Dumbass fucking movie, dummy.
Keep explaining this to my wife. I said there's two types of Star Wars fans. There's the ones who are rational, who are going to tell you this shit is some bullshit. It sucks. And then there's the other half who literally just want Star Wars. Don't care what it is. Yeah, it's Star Wars, so it's great. Because Disney is saying, yeah, fuck the rest of y'all. We're just going to focus on them and give us your money.
And that is entirely wrong. What they have done to this current iteration of Star Wars, after Solo, they were like, hold on, people don't like Star Wars? I don't understand that. Well, because the way that you have gone about all this stuff is completely bonkers.
Fucking disgusting.
You will also get a Mandalorian podcast. You will get that. That's the Beast Game podcast, everyone. Again, stop supporting J.J. Abrams. I mean, I'm not saying this just because I'm trolling him. The dude is a hack.
He sucks.
He is a hack.
He's not very good.
Again, he destroyed my beloved Star Trek. That was the first. I remember Keith loved J.J. Abrams.
Loved him.
To turn on this man the way that he did, Alias, Lost, Keith was all into that stuff.
I was trying to get everybody into that shit, man. Alias was my shit, and so was Lost. And you know what? The problem is that it happened first with Alias, and I thought it was a one-off. Mm-hmm. Then it happened again with Lost.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
And it happened with his other problem. All the other things he was like, he was kind of jumping in and showcasing. It was the same shit over and over again. He doesn't know what's happening. The minute he starts writing shit, he just writes for the cool factor. When he did Mission Impossible, shitty-ass ending, it was like he was just going for cool, and he struggles with trying to wrap it up. Star Wars, what he did with this movie, he just invented shit. Pulled shit from Star Trek and put it into Star Wars.
Yes.
That's how bad it was.
He also pulled from The Matrix. But the thing is that the same thing I just described about J.J. Abrams. And
Hellraiser. Nobody, I will only know that.
No, it wasn't Hellraiser, James. J.J. Abrams, man.
But the thing is that J.J. Abrams just wrote anything in order to turn a paper in. And Disney bought it and was like, all right, well, we got to get this movie out. We can't delay it. We can't do another Solo where we have somebody else take it over. Some of the people didn't approve of what happened. Oh, but Disney approved it. They believed it because as long as it could sell toys, as long as it could sell or get bodies in the seats, it was all right until it wasn't. And that's Beast Game Podcast.